Did you have a different name for this kind of land along the sea? That's along the lake, but along the sea, the ocean, did you have a different name for it?
No, all of that kind of thing is called bogland or swampland, I think, regardless of what makes it wetter. In my idea, you could have a swamp out here, or you could have it near a river.
Okay. How about a small freshwater stream?
A creek. I know in some parts of Ohio they call it a creek, but I never...
Mm-hmm. Would you have any other names for that, something like that?
Just a creek or a river, it's got to be one or the other.
How about those things that are supposed to babble?
Yeah, they're creeks.
They're creeks?
Okay. Yeah.
Are there, what, in the general vicinity?
Yeah, well, there's the Chicago River, of course. And, the Des Plaines. And the Fox River, a little bit west of here. That's about all I can think of, I guess, offhand.
All right, how about what do you call the Chicago River, that part of the Chicago River way up on the north side? Do you have a name for that?
The North Branch. Yeah.
How about a high point of land, a very high point of land, something much larger than a hill, something you climb?
Oh, do you mean a mountain?
Yeah.
Well, certainly I can't fool around with that pronunciation, Jimmy. Mm-hmm. I've been hearing nothing
mountain.
Safe.
Mountain? Got a couple of those things.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mountain?
Oh, yeah.
Sure,
yeah.
How about another high point of land? Something not as big as it. What would be the next coming down to level ground? What would you have on another something not quite as high as a mountain?
Well, you have mountains. And it's what they call promontories.
Right.
I can't think of any in this part of the world that knows. Heights. The height around Chicago is anything 15 feet or higher. Arlington Heights. Hills, of course.
Well, I live in Mount Prospect, you know. I think it's below sea level.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it is. Let's see. There's a word foothills they use in New England, meaning the smaller, you know, larger than a hill, smaller than the big mountains.
Okay, how about if you were out in a neighborhood that had, say, a couple of vacant lots, do you have another name for that? There were no kids were playing out on the what?
You mean out on the prairie?
Right. This is how big does it have to be a prairie? One vacant lot, as far as
I'd say, to use the term right, it ought to be about a city block anyway. Maybe bigger. No, it has to be more than one vacant lot. Otherwise, it's just a vacant lot, I think. But all around here, this is like the prairie over here. It's all vacant over
where
here.
Where they moved over here on
we're solid blocks west of here.
Where they're knocking down these buildings.
Yeah. Down?
You call that prairie, yeah?
Yeah.
This is Chicago. Pure Chicagoism, you know.
Oh, is that? Uh-huh. Well, one term for Chicago is Queen of the Prairies. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that means that doesn't mean the Queen of the Vacant Lots, I don't think.
It will in a short time.
Oh, right. Okay.
The exurbia will come in and look at the prairie.